It's Monday, July 28th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. President Trump and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen have announced a sweeping trade deal that imposes 15% tariffs on most European goods, warding off Mr. Trump's threat of a 30% rate if no deal had been reached by August 1st. The tariffs paid when Americans buy European products could raise prices for U.S. consumers and dent profits for European companies and their partners who bring goods into the country. Von der Leyen said the two sides agreed on zero tariffs on both sides for a range of strategic goods such as aircrafts and aircraft parts, certain chemicals, semiconductor equipment, certain agricultural products, and some natural resources and critical raw materials. The EU side would purchase what Mr. Trump said was $750 billion worth of natural gas, oil, and nuclear fuel to replace Russian energy supplies. In other news, Islamic State-backed rebels attacked a Catholic church in eastern Congo on Sunday, killing at least 34 people, according to a local civil society leader. Dieudonné Dorinthombo, a civil society coordinator in Komanda in the Ituri province, told the Associated Press that the attackers stormed the church in Komanda town at around 1 a.m., The bodies of the victims are still at the scene of the tragedy, and the volunteers are preparing how to bury them in a mass grave that we are preparing in a compound of the Catholic Church, Dorinthombo said. Video footage from the scene shared online appeared to show burning structures and bodies on the floor of the church. Those who were able to identify some of the victims wailed while others stood in shock. The attack is believed to have been carried out by members of the Allied Democratic Force armed with guns and machetes. The ADF, which has ties to the Islamic State, operates in the borderland between Uganda and Congo and often targets civilians. Meanwhile, a gunman shot and killed 5 people at a popular fresh food market in Bangkok, Thailand on Monday before killing himself, police said. The victims included security guards at the Ortorkor market in the district of Chatuchak, according to a police statement. The market, next to the sprawling Chatuchak weekend market, carries all sorts of goods and is popular with foreign tourists. Police said they were probing details about the suspect, including his motivation. Back in the U.S., the Department of Justice shut down 4 child abuse sites on the dark web. In total, the network had at least 120,000 members and circulated hundreds of thousands of illegal images of children for sexual exploitation. In terms of the material's impact, it received at least 100,000 hits per day. As CBS News reported, Operation Grayskull began in 2020 after authorities detected a sudden spike in traffic to a dark website suspected of harboring child abuse material. Among those arrested was William Spearman, listed by the DOJ as one of the world's leading purveyors of child sexual abuse material. The operation also resulted in convictions of 18 leaders and members of the organization in Alabama, North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, Indiana, Texas, Washington, Arkansas, Michigan, and Oklahoma. Operation Grayskull also secured the conviction of Matthew Garrell of Raleigh, North Carolina, who was sentenced to 20 years in prison for operating on a dark website for abuse material. And the influential sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un rebuffed overtures by South Korea's new liberal government, saying Monday that its blind trust in the country's alliance with the U.S. and hostility toward North Korea make it no different from its conservative predecessor. We clarify once again the official stand that no matter what policy is adopted and whatever proposal is made in Seoul, we have no interest in it and there is neither a reason to meet nor an issue to be discussed, Kim Yo-jong said in a statement carried by state media. It's North Korea's first official statement on the government of South Korean President Lee Jae-myung, who took office in early June with a promise to improve badly frayed ties with North Korea. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.